Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please sit down. Good morning. You know, our lectionary this week, it certainly speaks a lot about sheep and shepherds. Anyone new sitting in our pews today, listening, may say to themselves, well, what's going on at St. Anne's that there's this discussion about sheep and shepherd stories? So for context, the church by tradition has considered the fourth Sunday of Easter as Good Shepherd Sunday. So John's gospel reading today, it transitions from the Old Testament imagery to the comforting message that Jesus is our shepherd. The Easter message is that Jesus returns to us and will never desert us despite our failings. And this is because he is a good shepherd. But let's explore a little bit the role of a shepherd and their charge of the sheep. George Adam Smith, he is a 19th century biblical scholar, tells of traveling one day when he was in the Holy Land and he came across a shepherd with some sheep. And as the two men were chatting, the shepherd showed him the fold into which the sheep were led at night. And it consisted of four walls and included a small open space. And Smith asked the shepherd, is this where the sheep go at night? And the shepherd responded, why, yes. And when they are in there, they're perfectly safe. Smith responded, well, there is no door. My goodness, how can they be safe? And the shepherd responded, I am the door. Now, this shepherd was not a Christian man and wasn't speaking the language of the New Testament. He was speaking from an Arab shepherd's viewpoint. So Smith asked the shepherd, well, what do you mean that you are the door? And the shepherd responded, when it's nighttime and dark and all the sheep are tucked inside, I lie in the open space and serve as a door. Sheep don't try to go out across my body, and wolves will not try to enter by going across my body. So you see, I am the door. So I will suggest that the life of a shepherd was pretty dangerous and risky. They were accustomed to working in the fields with the sheep in all kinds of awful weather, and I think we will all agree it was a difficult and is a difficult job. Well, in our stories today, Jesus refers to false shepherds as hired hands that did not care for the sheep, but took off the first sign of trouble, leaving the sheep. I think Jesus is very concerned about those at risk or vulnerable because they do not have a shepherd to protect them. Sheep will not go anywhere their shepherd doesn't go. And actually, they seem to consider the shepherd as part of their family. The shepherd's voice is the key to all of this. And as Jesus says in the passage, I know my own, and my own know me. So you see, there's a very strong relationship between sheep and shepherds. Now, sometimes we as people, we may go astray, and we may even get lost. And as you know, there are many voices every day vying for our attention. But Jesus says he will not let us go. We can be reassured that Jesus is there for us and is a reassurance to us in our struggles to be faithful to him. And we know that he seeks out the lost, the forgotten, and those needing to be rescued. And which is really a nice segue into a story about an individual who is a shepherd. I'd like to share with you a brief story. While in Oklahoma a few months ago, went out to visit very dear friends, my friend took me to see the Father Stanley Rother Shrine, which is in Oklahoma City. And I encourage you to Google that and take a look at this. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful church, and it serves a large Hispanic poor community. Father Stanley was a Roman Catholic priest, and he really had an interesting story, so I'm delighted to share this with you. I'll be interested in your opinion. He was raised in Oklahoma. He's one of six, and he was raised in a farming family, and he learned to farm and fix equipment, and he just could be a master and do all sorts of good things, build, repair. Well, in spite of that, he felt the call to attend seminary and pursue holy orders. Unfortunately, his first 2 years at seminary were very difficult, and it was a very, very challenging experience. So challenging that the administration there and the leadership encouraged him to consider another career, a secular career. He had very limited understanding of scripture and theology. He failed Greek and Hebrew and Latin. So he had a really tough time during those 2 years. And he felt that he had failed. Anybody ever felt like they failed? He was ready to leave the seminary and look for another calling. Well, he didn't give up. As a matter of fact, even though the leadership and the seminarian leadership recommended that he leave, a bishop chatted with him, and he says, no, you know, I'll find you a seminary. So he did. Out of that, he ended up graduating, and he was ordained a priest in Oklahoma. Okay? He was there maybe for a few years. He served in a church, but he felt called to Guatemala. So he felt the call to minister, and he arrived in Guatemala in 1968. And he immediately identified with the parishioners. He found his passion. Isn't that lovely in life to find your call? And he was able to bring to the table his knowledge about farming and building and creating. And guess what else? He brought the church. All right. He was able to surround the community with love and scripture and Eucharist and all sorts of wonderful, wonderful opportunities to be spiritually enhanced. So he was knowledgeable, and he came to Guatemala with many gifts. Now, he was there about a decade, and he made a difference. And back then in the 60s, because it's much safer now, back then in the 60s, there were some challenges with the government and the civil war that was going on. But in spite of the violence, Father Stanley said, no, I'm staying. I need to protect my people. So during that period of time, you know what he did? He built a farmer's co-op, a school, a hospital, a community that was a medical center, and a radio station. He challenged the old guard and authority. Do we know somebody who did that also? Maybe Jesus did that with the Pharisees and the Sadducees? So I see a relationship there. He challenged the old guard, and the old guard was not very happy with all the success because it was taking away from their control. In 1981, his name was on the death list. The bishop said to him, I think you need to come home. He said, no, I'm not coming home. All right. So he returned after a short sprint home. He did return back to Guatemala because he wanted to protect and not abandon his people, the community, the village. So I will tell you, he made the ultimate sacrifice for his faith, and he was killed. Today, Father Stanley is considered a martyr. But initially, he was considered inadequate. They didn't see his call. They thought he was someone that would be unable to be successful as a priest. They saw him as inadequate to do the work that God had ordained him to do. However, God had a plan for him and encouraged Father Stanley to be the shepherd that didn't run. So for St. Anne's, we can also serve as a spiritual shepherd, and we can imitate God's behavior towards us and care for those on the margins, hungry, homeless, and in need. Amen.